Texas, Michigan, et al. July 25, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Where I live and breathe and grew up, an employer has the right to fire insubordinate employees. Especially when that insubordination results in endangerment for everyone else concerned. Imagine a sawmill operator who ignores every safety precaution known to man, and endangers all the other workers, too? How about a bank administrator, who insists on forming a competing bank and working on that project, while charging me for his time? None of you would hesitate a nanosecond to fire people who did things like this, but for some reason, some of you persist in thinking that we didn't have good reason or didn't have the right to do what we have done to bring the assembly process back in line. That simply isn't the case. Everyone concerned was given fair warning. All they had to do was self-correct and get back on track. Failure to ride for the brand and follow instructions has predictable results, and we all know what those results are. It takes five witnesses, and we have more people than that who saw what happened and who can affirm with first-hand testimony what went on in every single one of these disciplinary actions. Is it heartbreaking that we have to go through this? Yes. Is it disruptive to progress? You bet. Do we wish it had turned out differently? Of course. But, at a certain point, it is what it is. You have to deal with the facts and not your druthers. Hawaii had a drinking problem. Texas was being misled into danger. Michigan was commandeered. Our coordinators were being targeted, set up, and attacked. What do? You try to work with people to promote a common vision of what has to get done, and then you hope and pray to God that with a little goodwill, you can do it. We've made it clear what the parts of an assembly are, and we've outlined the kinds of committee functions and structures that are needed, where they fit, and what they do. We've provided mission statements. We've provided templates. We've provided equipment. And at a certain point, it's up to all of you to read the material and get with the program and not be confused, misled, commandeered, or co-opted. The Federation is not the federal government. The federal government was named after the Federation and is made up of run-amok subcontractors that we are now bringing back into line. The Federation is your voice in international jurisdiction, without which you would have lost your state and your private property and everything else. It's time to man up, get straight, and go forward, to organize and populate your State of the Union and your county governments. If you are tempted from long habituation to build a corporate structure for yourselves with a CEO in charge and taking care of you, then you will know that you are on the wrong track. We are not going to recreate the nanny state. We are going to reconstruct the infrastructure that allows a free people to self-govern, and we are going to operate that machinery again, for the first time in many decades. That's what this is about, and anyone who doesn't like that, doesn't feel comfortable with it, doesn't believe in it, or is fearful, incorrigibly ignorant, or just plain stupid, has two district assemblies they can join, where they will have cradle-to-grave instruction at the cost of their freedom. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.